Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the 12th day of August 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have our once-a-week Friday visit with Bob Chapman. We're going to have open phones throughout the full 3 hours of the broadcast, interspersed with a lot of really important news dealing with the economy, government-run health care, more information on Breivik, the Norway shooter. Ron Paul won the big straw poll in Iowa. On the heels of the debate last night, and everywhere across talk radio, mainline television news, there is the talking point that Ron Paul can't win. As they get more and more horrified that he's won in Iowa, in major polls, in straw polls, he's won in New Hampshire. And so they're just going to continue to say he cannot win, cannot win, cannot win, so that weak-minded people say, well, I'm going to get on the bandwagon with who can win, the guy that authored Obamacare in Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, or the man being called the savior. I saw that headline this morning. Rick Perry is going to save us. And CBS News reported last night that he's told them he will be announcing tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, I live in Austin. I told you Rick Perry 2 years ago was going to run for president. I told you that his pledge was completely fake, that he would not run for the 2012 election. Remember, he pledged he would, and then he says he may break his pledge. He always intended to give a fake pledge to pique interest, to make him look like the reluctant hero. And so that doesn't make it breaking a pledge, which is bad enough. It makes him a liar. But I understand folks like to be conned by Obama, and a lot of conservatives are going to want to get hurt real bad by Rick Perry. I understand. It's a national pastime to be gullible. So we're going to be going over that today as well. Also, I saw this news this morning on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from the Gazette Virginian. It's also in the Journal, the J Journal Interactive, Journal Sentinel. Farmers thrash idea of commercial licenses. Driving proposal treats tractors like big rigs, so it'll do a lot more than that. I'm going to break down. I've got intel, and I've seen the feds talking about it for all RVs. You're not going to just, during the Depression, live in an RV. You're going to pay a very high fee to do that, and they're going to pull you over just like all the commercial trucks with the truck police and harass the living daylights out of you while the Mexican trucks are exempt from all the laws. You're not going to escape living on the street. You're not going to accept slavery. You're going to try to survive and live. Not going to happen. So I want to break down animal ID, premises ID, and I want to really show people the world that's coming, because this is an America where you're not going to have a garden in your backyard. You're not going to have old grandpappy's tractor you still use to have your garden, and the cops are going to come on your property without warrants. And if your brakes aren't working perfectly, or the paint job isn't just right, or the spark plugs are old, or there's some mud on the flaps, they're going to give you a $1,000 fine. You know, that's what happens to trucks. They harass the living daylights out of them and suck giant amounts of revenue out of them with their mouths foaming. It is pure highway robbery nationwide. I did special reports, I don't know, 15 years ago about the harassment of truck drivers here in Austin, Texas. Not just long haulers, but the dump truck drivers, the cement truck drivers, the delivery truck drivers, people with commercial licenses. And that's all the animal ID premises ID is a federal commercial license to even grow tomatoes. So it's just a bureaucratic way of doing what Joseph Stalin did in Ukraine, shutting off the infrastructure. Will Americans bend over to it? Will Americans have a fetish to follow illegal rules, or were they tell the feds, you know what, we're not going to do what you say? It's time for the farmers to all get together and tell the cops to go to Hades.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Friday, the 12th day of August 2011. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to be live here again for the next 3 hours. And I have to really control myself right now to not boil with abject total anger and disgust by all of the news that I have here in front of me. The raids on Amish for selling cheese and potatoes to their neighbors. The raids on stores selling raw milk and watermelons. The attacks across the board on people trying to grow gardens in their own front yards and backyards. We live in a giant prison. Regulations are passed to shut down the little guy. All the big guys are exempt. It is a mafia system to shut down their competition. And I have several examples of this right here in front of me that I want to mention, and I'm going to get into all the other news and come back to it. Postal Service proposes cutting 1,020 jobs, pulling out of health care plan. Oh, and over 2,000 major corporations like McDonald's have been given White House exemptions from the health care law. They're exempt, but your business, my business, is not exempt. This is the nature of a mafia government. And when you look at what's happening with the
animal ID, premises ID the feds have tried to force through on the already struggling and really almost extinct family farm and ranch, or even truck farmer, that's under all-out, just total assault by regulations, by bureaucrats, by harassers, by all of these federally controlled rural council goons. What does the Declaration of Independence talk about? He has created a multitude of offices and sent forth swarms of officers to eat out our substance. And that's what's happening. You know, when you look at the premises ID, animal ID, which, again, people fought and hasn't been completely implemented, a small family farm with chickens is forced to buy $5 to $10 tags per chicken when you couldn't sell the chicken for $5 on average. But then Tyson Chicken and others, they are exempt and only have to have a tag per section of a giant building full of hundreds of thousands, in some cases millions, of enslaved, drugged, zombie chickens, where people that go into the chicken facilities, the chicken complexes, have to wear a mask in many cases because if any human germs get on them, they're all so debilitated and on so many drugs, they'll die. It's the same thing with many of the big pig farms now. So big agro's got this nightmare science fiction gulag system going to produce chickens and pigs and things like that. And there's total harassment against the small family farms and ranches with bureaucratic red tape being spewed at them, being launched at them in a full-out, complete, and total assault. It's incredible. And the average city slicker, 91% of the population, has no idea what's happening in the rural communities. They are completely imploding across the country. They are ghost towns. And those that can hang on with family farms or ranches, almost all work in town for the highway department or for the prison or for the power plant or at a fish, you know, bait shop or at a gas station or a restaurant. And then they come home at night and work on the farm and work on the weekends. And the taxes are going up, and the regulations, and the IRS now. If you've got a 100-and-something-year-old family hobby farm, they come in and they say, you can't have tax exemptions for a farm anymore if it's not profitable. We're going back 5 years now. You owe us all this money. And you say, but I just worked the farm to keep it and to pay the property tax. And they say, we don't care. You can't make it profitable. All your tax exemptions are gone. And it's a complete end of America, the end of the world's breadbasket, and a key part of the globalist operation to make us completely dependent on big agro, big business, big government. And as I mentioned, here's the Washington Post today. Postal Service proposing 120,000 people to be cut. Postal Service proposal cutting 120,000 jobs, pulling out of health care plan. And it goes on here to say that, well, they're going to get an exemption from Lord Obama. Because you can't compete, you see, if you're a private company, you're going to have to buy that health care unless you're one of the 2,000-plus special companies he's given a waiver to. And, of course, if you're the federal government, you're going to get a waiver from that as well because the Postal Service says they're going to go completely bankrupt if they have to. Well, that's the whole plan for private businesses. You know, I hear mainline talk radio starting to finally get it and saying, it's as if Obama wants to bankrupt America. It's as if he wants to end the free market system. Well, it's not Obama that wants that. Obama's a teleprompter reading puppet, a political prostitute, a bought and paid for individual from his days of working for the Ford Foundation. And his mama, who worked for him, worked for Geithner's daddy. You know, the mainline neocons on radio, they want you to hate Obama and look at Obama. And I hate Obama. I mean, I would hate some mafia enforcer, low-level soldier who was in the mafia in New York. If he came up to me and into my business and said, pay me protection money, I'd probably jump over the counter and take care of business. I just can't help it. Not because I'm tough, but because I'm not a slave. But I'd really hate who sent them. I'd really hate who they work for. You see, and see, if the mafia did anything to my family, then I'd find out who their boss was, and I'd come after them. That's why in the South and in the West, the mafia never did too good. Study your history. Because people wouldn't put up with it. Now, as immigrant populations came in from Eastern and Southern Europe who were accustomed to living under the mafia, mafia did quite well and got a good toehold in. And see, under the federal government, somehow, though, Americans, whether they be in the North, the South, the East, the West, the Midwest, they will roll over to federal mafia any day of the week, and they love it. You know, Americans think discrimination can only be on race or sex or religion. That's all child's play, and the feds promote an obsession with all of that and a hypersensitivity to that, so you'll obsess over it and run to them to be the referee. So you'll come to the real organized crime for protection. But the real discrimination goes on all around you, where the Fortune 500 pays almost no property tax in any county, city, or state they live in. In fact, many times they're actually paid to come to your area. But your company, your little operation, my little operation, I've gone and asked the city for tax cuts and exemption, and they laughed at me 3 years ago. It was as if it was a ridiculous joke. A native Texan, a truly independent operation and company, an independent media operation. I am like rotten garbage to be dumped out, rotten milk. Same thing. We've approached YouTube and said, you know, our channels have hundreds and hundreds of millions of views. We'd like to be a partner channel. We'd like to be able to upload full-length videos. And they just laughed at us. And people complain. They say, why are these videos you produce for free for us broken up in parts? Well, we don't have a partner channel. We don't have a director channel. We set up another channel, and by accident they gave it to us for a while and saw us putting it up and took it away from us. But that's okay, because the more they try to tilt the odds against us, the harder I'm going to dig in and I'm going to fight. And that's the spirit our farmers and ranchers and our small businesses need to have. And people need to support small businesses and independent radio stations and independent newspapers. Not even if they're not 100% what you agree with. We better support local, and we better do it now. Now, I've got all this world news. I've got all this military news that I'm going to cover here. I'm going to cover it. When I come back, I'm going to get into these mainstream news articles reporting on the fact that they're going to force anyone driving even the smallest tractor or four-wheeler or anything involved in farm work with a federal commercial vehicle operator's license. Now, do you have any idea what this means? This is a federal jurisdictional power grab onto private property. A, it's totally unconstitutional. B, it's about coming on your property without warrants. It's about turning the truck police loose on the rural communities. And you have no idea how hard they're going to hit you. These are the most wicked police I've ever run into. They are pure highway robbers. And it's about taxing the living daylights out of you. And they're going to declare most of your equipment useless that you've kept running. We'll be right back. I'll explain it all.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
What's wrong with America? We have multinational corporations, predominantly the Fortune 100, but a lot of the Fortune 500 are involved as well, who write the laws. I mean, it's public fact. It was all over even mainstream news last November that Big Agro wrote the Food Safety Act. Didn't matter, it was Big Agro that caused the two or three big health scares that happened last year. Didn't matter if it was big, giant industrial production facilities that put out the salmonella and that put out the E. coli. Didn't matter if it turned out it was the same groups in Germany. They write the laws every time they screw up to shut down their competition. And it's the same in every single field of this country. The big guys shutting down the little guys. And the railroads tried to do it when they expanded west. In fact, we had our war with Britain over gun control, but also over laws meant to shut down the little guys in commerce and in farming. The Civil War really started over that, not over slavery. You go back and look at the North putting all sorts of regulations on the South that was predominantly agricultural, but exempting themselves in the North. This is always the issue, is economic discrimination by the insiders. America was founded against these types of unfair trade advantages. And everybody's looking for racism against blacks or whites. People are looking for discrimination on what sexual preference they have. While meanwhile, the real discrimination is going on against the little guy, no matter what color you are. Now, let me go ahead and get to this article right here. One of these is out of the Virginia Gazette. The other is out of the Journal Sentinel. And it says a new rule, not a law, but a rule. And there's not a law that the TSA can stick their hands down your pants and be on the streets of America now, but there's a rule. They made a rule. A new rule being proposed by the Federal Department of Transportation would require farmers to get commercial driver's licenses. See, and nowhere do they point out in these articles the big issues here. Since when does the federal government have control of our transportation within the states? Since when do they get to set the speed limit or what color the road signs are? Oh, some federal money comes in that was taken from the state to begin with. But now, they're going to empower under federal rules, and the states are all going to get behind this, to turn loose the county and city and state truck police to pull up at your farm or ranch and to come up and white glove inspect your farm equipment. And if you don't know what they do to truck drivers, aggregate haulers, furniture store drivers, they don't care. Long haulers, the people that keep this country running, who have really got super hard, hellish jobs, in my opinion. If they are able to get away with this, it is another serious blow to this country. And a giant federal power grab over every rural community in this country. Now the feds say they're going to make a rule, not a law, a rule, that they have jurisdiction on your farm, your ranch, and that you are going to have to pay to take the classes and the yearly fines and the fees to get your commercial license. And they sell it in this particular article out of the Gazette, the Virginian Gazette, that, oh, well, it's just some small little fees. It's no big deal. Oh, really? Under the regulations that the feds have, do you have any idea the type of harassment? What is white glove inspection at West Point and other military academies? They come in wearing white gloves into your barracks, and they go around the light bulbs, and they go under the beds and the floor. If they can find any dirt on that white glove, you get a demerit. And so you've got to go basically run laps or get extra duties. Well, in this case, you get fines and fees. So they're going to come up to your old tractor. But let me tell you about the rest of it when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Police stand down, now the calls to censor free speech for everyone because of it, or the global financial meltdown that is continuing. It is a planned consolidation. After every bailout of the mega banks, things will only get worse because it's a planned takeover program in their own admissions. If you'd like to talk about that, I'd love to hear from you. If you think it's wrong that the Postal Service is going to be exempt from getting their employees health care, but your business isn't, I'd love to hear from you. Or what about the big hoax that I see ongoing? They did it 3.5 years ago. They're doing it again. I heard it on local talk radio this morning. Yeah, Ron Paul's winning the straw polls and scientific polls in New Hampshire and Iowa. Normally the news would say that's the front runner. He's probably going to win. He would be catapulted into the absolute national lead, and Ron Paul would end up being the president. But the system has put out the talking point that all the little minions and compartmentalized people parrot. They're not even government agents. They just go with the flow, and they're saying Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win, Ron Paul can't win. The American people want somebody with better-looking hair like Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. Both of them literal Democratic operatives in the flesh. Oh, you didn't know Mitt Romney wrote the health care bill that was the model for Obama? You didn't know he supports global carbon taxes. You didn't know Newt Gingrich supports global carbon taxes. And as I wrote the foreword to Alvin and Heidi Toffler's two of their books, Calling for World Government. I've read the quotes here. Calling for World Government and the End of National Sovereignty, just like the former editor of Newsweek, Strobe Talbot, who then went to work for Clinton. I mean, they're all the same scum. Or you're thinking, well, Rick Perry, Al Gore's former campaign chairman in Texas for president. You mean him? Oh, you mean, by the way, I always get emails and comments going, I thought you were a liar. I went and looked that up about Rick Perry. Why haven't I heard that? You think I'm going to get up here and tell you he was the campaign chairman for Al Gore in his first presidential run when he was a senator in 1988? You think I'm going to get up here on the radio and lie to you? Consciously, I make little mistakes sometimes, but I'm not going to make a mistake about something like that. All right. I told you Rick Perry, well, I actually told you 3.5 years ago, it's an endgame, was going to run for president in the 2012 election. I told you 2 years ago he was going to claim he wasn't going to run and going to run. I told you when he made the pledge 6 months ago to not run in 2012, I said he's going to break that pledge. He plans to break it. He's piquing your interest that he's the hero who is reluctant, and he's going to break that pledge tomorrow. You know, if you go with the opposite of whatever the establishment media and government says, you'll do pretty good. But I don't just go with whatever the opposite of what they say. That's a good rule. I mean, if you're going in the dark and they say go left, you go right. They say go up, you go down. They say zig, you zag. But I don't go off that. If I've got a split-second decision to make, I automatically don't believe them, and it always holds me in good stead. Because these are congenital psychopaths with an army of sociopaths that work for them. Social engineers that have lulled the general public into a deep trance. And so now they can get away with anything. Unless we wake people up out of their trance. But I'm going to be going over that. Ron Paul has won a big straw poll. ABC News is reporting. Ron Paul won with 44%. A super whopping victory. Kind of like he had the second largest margin of victory in CPAC history this year, and Fox News dubbed booing over him being announced the winner. And you're like, oh, well, Fox News is they tried to lie to me, but that's okay. I like to be lied to. It's fun to have them try to manipulate me like I'm a monkey or something. It's kind of cute to be conned and have somebody run over you. You know, a normal red-blooded man gets upset by con artists, gets upset by criminals, gets upset by bullies. Because if you don't have that instinct, your family, your tribe, your people have no future. America had the most red-blooded, most aggressive people who demanded the maximum level of liberty, so we got the maximum level of prosperity. But notice, as we get rid of our anti-establishment, untrustful attitude towards government, as we stopped being aggressive, suddenly all of our prosperity is burning up in front of our eyes. And the system's come out in the last 3 months in Newsweek, Time, and every other major publication I've looked at. I've walked into newsstands and just seen it, every 10th magazine, it's just everywhere. In the political section, it's every other headline. The Constitution's the problem. Get rid of it and you'll have prosperity. And you know what? The general public, a lot of them, are going to come and say, get rid of the Constitution, get rid of due process, do whatever the government says. They promise to bring it back. Yeah, like each banker bailout they promise to give you. Each banker bailout, they promise everything's going to be fixed right after you give us more power. And then you do it, and then things get worse. And now they've got a star chamber committee of 13 up there who has created a new branch of government. And there isn't a big uproar because we've already been trained how to be slaves. We've already put up with wars without congressional approval and wireless, warrantless wiretapping. We've already put up with the government with a straight face saying, yeah, we ordered the torture of people, including children, in front of their parents, Washington Post. And then I was on the phone yesterday with an establishment writer from Slate, and that's why I refuse most interviews now with these people, not because I can't intellectually deal with an argument with them, but I just don't have time for children. For children, when classical tyranny is pouring in all around us, the water is rising, and they're looking at you telling you everything's fine. They think it's a virtue to deny that we're in trouble. They think, like children, they control reality. They have magical thinking. That's why Oprah Winfrey pushing that stupid idea of The Secret was so popular, where you just imagine something and it happens. No, if you imagine it, and it's feasible, and you work on it, you may be able to manifest it. But it doesn't magically happen. Like you throw some dust in a fire, and there's a blue puff of smoke, and a Easter bunny appears. That doesn't work. And so people just think, well, I choose to not believe that things are this bad. I choose to believe we're not going into a depression, and that somehow that'll make it not be a depression. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we don't screen your calls, but I do not like getting the whole show caught up in people just plugging stuff because we don't screen your calls. So you've got to talk about one of these issues first, and you can throw a plug in at the end, or I may just hang up on you because I want the good callers that really have points to make to be able to get involved on air. 800-259-9231. Here on this live Friday edition. I tell you, the show's a lot better when I screen calls. Every once in a while, we'll say only military callers, only police callers, only firefighters, only farmers, you know, on a particular issue, only organic food farmers, only radio broadcasters, you know, to really get only people from England who've witnessed the riots. And they're incredible calls, every one of them. But when I just open the phones up, the people who are sitting there on Prozac or whatever, laying back on their backs, kind of get up out of the bed, wipe the crust out of their eyes, and call in and jam the phones up. So I'm changing the way this show runs. I'm not going to screen your calls, but if you sound like you are drunk, you are not going to be on the air. 800-259-9231. But I've been watching this. Ron Paul, we need to do a breakdown of it, has won around two-thirds of the straw polls in the last few months. And he won a whopping 44% of the unique voters. Herman Cain, 16%. Michelle Bachmann, 10%. Perry, 8%. Palenti and Mitt Romney, 5%. Sarah Palin, 4%. Someone else, 3%. Rick Santorum, 2%. But if you watch the news, you're told it's Rick Perry and the other Democratic operative, Mitt Romney. And, again, he's being hailed as our only hope. And yeah, I guess Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas is our only hope. Okay. And he is actually from Texas. Folks around the country, for whatever reason, have kind of a romantic love affair with Texans. Most of your big newscasters for some reason end up being from Texas. I don't know why. But I guess he really wasn't born in Kennebunkport, Maine. Not bashing folks in Maine. They're great people. I guess he's a Texan. I guess there's something real about him. That's about it. That's about it. And you know what? I'll be now called a communist. In fact, I've already been called a communist by the Dallas blog and others for not liking Rick Perry. I was called a right-wing hate monger for not liking Obama, and now I've got to get ready to be called a commie again. When I didn't like Clinton because he was a globalist operative, I was a right-wing extremist. And then Bush was in and continued the globalist agenda, and I was a communist. And now Obama's been in, and I've been an extreme right-winger. And now I've got to get ready to be a commie again. I thought I was a constitutionalist. I thought I was a realist. I thought I was somebody who actually studied reality and was into being informed and being a steward of my community and my family and trying to be a decent person. I thought that. But see, Well, there's stereotypical labels, so I've got to get ready for that. The good news is people aren't buying this anymore. But I'll get back to what really has me beside myself with anger, because I knew it was coming. I'd seen the Department of Transportation talking about this 2 years ago. Now they started the public comment period. And they're saying, don't worry. The Department of Transportation is looking at reclassifying farm vehicles and implements. And implements, that's your shredder, as commercial vehicles and implements. I went into the federal website this morning at about 6:30 a.m. and couldn't believe it when I read the actual document. Yeah, but you can go comment on it. They can care less what you say, but you can comment on it. Maybe you can decide what color scarf to wear over your eyes in the firing squad. Or you can have some last words. You can have a cigarette, maybe, if you ask. If you're nice. The little things that count. The proposed rule change would mean that anyone who drives a tractor or operates any piece of motorized farming equipment would be required to pass the same test and complete the same detailed forms and logs every mile you drive. Oh, yeah. When you went to sleep at night, we're going to learn you good. Required of semi-tractor trailer drivers. Drivers would keep logs of information, including hours worked and miles traveled. Vehicles would be required to display DOT numbers. CDL in Virginia cost $64 for 8 years and $8 per year, not including the cost of instructional class and written test. Yeah, I looked it up. It's hundreds of dollars a year in Texas. And then under this federal situation, there's even more rules. But that's not the issue. It's the logs and it's the inspections. And they're going to come on your property, and if your brakes are worn down on that old tractor, or you haven't changed your spark plugs, they're going to hit you with fines that make your head spin. They go and actually white glove, with a glove in Austin, dirt on the back bumper. And I drove by and almost wanted to pull over and videotape it just a few days ago. I see them out here on 290 every day, the truck police, as they're called by the truck drivers, and they pull over brand-new-looking trucks, you name it. And they're sitting there looking at those brakes. They're wiping for dirt, and they're hitting them with $500,000 fines. It is incredible. You're like, oh, it's for our safety. Well, let me explain something. I witnessed my grandfather taking pieces of Coke cans and rubber bands and rigging combines to work and operate. It is a culture of people bragging, at least where my family's from in East Texas, to say, take a look at this tractor and open it up and show how they custom rig some 50-year-old thing to work great. That's the only way they're in business. They can't go buy those big, giant new tractors. They can't go into debt. We've got a 40-year-old tractor still working on our ranch out in East Texas, and it runs better than the South Korean piece of junk that my uncle bought 10 years ago. That thing was breaking down the first year we got it. But not the 40-year-old tractor that I rode around with my grandfather. And it's got like a 30-something-year-old shredder on the back of it. And it keeps it going. And you know what? The feds are going to come in there and they're going to say, that thing is out of business. Where are your logs? I want to see them. Federal jurisdiction over your farm, your ranch. You know, they started all this tyranny back in the 20s and 30s. They went to the dumbed-down public and they said, you're paying for these roads, and the trucks are heavier than your car. They're making a little money. Let's charge them more for the roads. Let's make them get a license. And that's how it started. And it wasn't until the 50s that most states had a driver's license for citizens. And now they're expanding. Oh, and let me tell you what's coming next. They're going to make anybody with an RV or pulling a trailer get a commercial license. And they talk about it in here. They're going to come on your property, and they're going to go back there to that heirloom tractor that you keep running because you love it. And they're going to look at its brakes, and they're going to look at its spark plugs, and they're going to look at its pistons. They're going to look at that old popper you got out back, that single cylinder. And, oh, by the way, they're saying you're going to be under – oh, the big one, I forgot the biggest point here. They say they also want to do this to make you go under the new clean air carbon tax. See, because they've cleaned up all these vehicles except the old ones. And now the new ones, no matter how clean they are, oh, well, now we're going to tax you for carbon dioxide coming out the tailpipe. That's why they've listed it as a toxic waste. Same thing with the power plants. That's all that's coming out, water vapor, carbon dioxide. They've got sensors on them. Feds have got aircraft flying over, Cessna's snooping. GE can dump out whatever they want, build new stuff. They're exempt, but everybody else, you're shut down, which is great. GE's going to charge you more. Doesn't matter if you have power interruptions, which we're now having more and more. You're going to learn to live like they do in Romania or Venezuela. You're going to pay more for less. It's the insider mafia model. And see, they're going to come in there now and say, oh, sorry, this tractor, this combine doesn't pass our regulations. You can't use it. And if you get uppity with those cops, they're going to call a rural affairs SWAT team to murder you. They want to.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Here. Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the safety net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By the union, that big businessman, and it's going out as a dinosaur. By the used to grow food in Kansas, and they want to grow it on the moon if you draw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
I can see the day coming when even having your own garden is going to be against the law. They've done that in North Korea from time to time, not always. Russia's done it. Communists normally do that. Here's the best part of the Bob Dylan song right here. Crank it up.
Democracy don't rule the world. You better get that in your head.
This world is ruled by violence.
This world is ruled by violence. But I guess that's better left unsaid.
That's better left unsaid. Man, I tell you, what a visionary. Bob Dylan. I've talked to a couple famous people that know Bob Dylan. And they've told me he's fully aware of the whole New World Order. I've got it from two different sources, and I'll just leave it at that. He's handing people anti-globalist books and stuff. Definitely has a very deep understanding of things. And if you're listening out there, Bob, we've never contacted you, but if you ever want to come on the radio, we'd love to hear from you. We know you're pretty reclusive as well, so I think there's not a very good chance of that. But who would have ever thought that we would have been contacted by some of the other folks that have contacted us? The problem is that usually they don't want to come on air. Same thing with Kurt Vonnegut. Just wanted to let us know he appreciated the show and what we were doing, and he was about to retire, never be seen again, giving his last speech in a month, he told us, going on to some university, his alma mater. And then he went and gave the speech, and a few months later fell down, hit his head, and was dead. But I do have that little painting Kurt Vonnegut sent me. It's a bird cage with a bird flying out of it. The symbol of Libertas, the French Revolution. It's a bird cage with the door open with a birdie flying out. I got a coffee cup like that. I was at a restaurant. They were selling coffee cups, and I saw one and bought it. My favorite coffee cup. You know, I'm one of those weirdos. I'm a free bird. I want to be free, and I guess Kurt Vonnegut was, too. It would really help, though, the people that I know that are even more famous than Kurt Vonnegut, more famous than anybody we've ever talked about here on air, would go public for freedom. And who knows, they might. But in one of their words, people I was talking to, they've already gone through quite a bit, I guess. So who am I to tell folks to stand up when they've already stood up and paid such a high price? You know, I think it comes down to this at the end of the day. If you don't have an instinct when you see classical forms of slavery being set up, and as a free man, you see that your freedom is being undermined and that you're being surrounded and that parasites are amassing weaponry and trying to diminish you and trying to break your will and train you to accept their authority and domination over you. It'd be one thing 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago if you weren't awake. But you've got to be deaf, dumb, and blind to not know that our whole culture is in deep trouble and crooks are running things. And to see the media nonchalantly pushing it, oh, yeah, it's real easy. The feds are going to be over your farming equipment now, and there's going to be some inspections, and they're going to be coming out making sure you got your logbooks all together, and there's going to be some fines. And the sick part is, they're going to get all the rodeos and all the fairs involved and all the tractor supply companies involved. So when you want to go buy a tractor or go to the fair, they're going to do this with animal ID, premises ID. They won't let you in if you haven't complied.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.